Thanks for hanging out with us in advance. We are just kicking off this Monday with a lot going on. There's so much going on, but first, let's hear about your weekend claim to fame. What's yours going to be, Lori? I can't wait. It's got to be something over the top fabulous.
No. Well, we went out on Friday night, saw a lot of people at Mancini's. That was super fun.
Super fun. Shout out to Lynn and Tad.
Yeah, a lot of our people, Grant, were at Mancini's on Friday night.
Some other our people. That will relate to something I'm going to read later today.
Otherwise, I guess my weekend claim to fame would be I packed for the Rolling Stones in New Orleans and am using a carry-on suitcase and got everything in, including a hat.
Did you?
Yes.
I want to use this one for Europe.
Yeah, okay. You should. Okay. And this suitcase has a charging cord in it, you know, so you don't have to use
public. Is this the hot pink one?
It's light pink.
Okay.
But anyway, I was so happy and I was just
like. That's a first for you.
Yeah, I like to have options.
I do too, but I think why not just.
But I'm flying on Sun Country and I'm not using my status on the other airline that I like.
Oh, wow. And they're not going to call her by her name and give her 17 drinks before they take off.
Right.
So how are you going to live?
I don't know, but I had to economize and I was like, I got to do the bag in the overhead thing. But
good for you.
I know, poor thing.
And John Bream was at the opening show in Houston and said, the Rolling Stones, is this the last time? Not the way Mick and the band carries on.
Oh, nice.
So it's the Hackney Diamonds Tour, 16 cities. My two sisters in Seattle are seeing the Rolling Stones, both of them for the first time ever next, I think, Wednesday in Seattle.
Unbelievable that they've never seen them. That's going to be a blast for them.
My one sister, Sherry, I mean, she feels like I do about Mick Jagger. Just passionate about him.
And she's never seen him. Sherry's going to have the best time.
Yeah. And, you know, Mick, he does that thing. His weekend claim to fame when he tours is he, except for Minneapolis, St. Paul, he goes all around to cool things and takes photos.
What's wrong with him here? I mean, remember how we're following him in all the cities before here, and then he comes here?
Crickets. We got one picture of him maybe leaving Matt's bar or something. But, I mean, he took a lot of photos in Houston, and I'm sure that they're probably leaving late this afternoon to go to New Orleans, and he'll have a whole day.
After New Orleans, he's going to Seattle.
Houston, New Orleans, Seattle. Okay, you know, they have 4 or 5 days off between. I mean, that's the way to do it.
That's how we wanted our job to
be. Exactly. We want to do one day on and 5 days off.
I don't understand.
What's wrong with that?
Gran, how about you?
I had a good weekend. I did a lot of, obviously, sports watching our Timberwolves doing what they did this weekend.
That was awesome.
So Friday night was my night. And then I literally sat around all day, anxiously Saturday, awaiting for Sunday night's game. So I did a lot of organizing to keep my mind off of it because it's so fun. This team is so exciting right now. So I did a lot of organizing because I'm getting ready for a move. But I did go see a movie, which we'll talk about later, Saturday morning. So I had a good weekend.
I mean, Grant's the same age as Casey's son, and they both were like, how old were you, 9 or 8?
When the
Timberwolves started?
Yeah, when Timberwolves started, I was 89. I was only 5, actually. But when Kevin Garnett came to town in 95, that's when the real hype around this team happened. And I was 11. And that's when, Casey's son, we're about the same age. And we've been waiting. You know, we had 10 years of fun there from like 95 to 2004. Yeah. And then it's been 20 years of nothing. So this is the most.
He's like you walking on sunshine with many other Timberwolves.
Cloud nine, baby.
It's a long time coming.
Yes.
And the one thing we got to mention, and I know we don't want to get too into sports here, but we got to mention this is the first ever sweep by a team in Minnesota in any franchise. The North Stars, the Wild, the Timberwolves, the Twins. We have never experienced the Lynx. We've never experienced
a playoff sweep.
I forgot they were on last night, but I caught it just this morning. I caught the last 5 minutes of the game. They were talking about the Timberwolves beating the Suns. Who was there?
Who?
A-Rod. His partner down on the floor, shaking hands with the guys.
Well, the game ended when the Star Tribune and Pioneer Press went to print, so they wasn't even in the paper.
I forgot it was on last night, and my weekend claim to fame, I think, is that I went under the stairs, under my stairs, this is very big, very deep closet that I hit my head on halfway through the closet. You know,
those are kind of nice storage closets because it's all out of the way.
But you forget, about it. Yeah. And I didn't even take out my summer clothes last year.
Oh, wow.
So I went in and I had to climb over ski boots and skis and rackets and stuff. And I...
Sporty Spice.
And I certainly have... I came across the jeans, Lori, and last night I did a fashion show. We're watching some show, Jeff and I, and I'm like, because I took out so much stuff. I'm like, what am I going to do? Because it all smells kind of a little bit. I have so many jeans. All we've worn for 22 years is jeans.
Yeah, I know.
And I've kept, I have a pair from when I was 36. I don't know what's wrong with me keeping these clothes, but I did a jean fashion show.
Oh, nice.
Thumbs up, thumbs down. Yeah, he liked it.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, so I mean, it was just like overwhelming.
Yeah, yeah.
The amount of things. And I came across some fun stuff that I'll share later, but it's kind of fun. But we got to get to this. Steve Patterson co-hosted with Kelly Ripa today.
Yes. First time ever.
He did great.
So fun.
Natural. His eyes look so beautiful blue.
Yeah. I did notice he dyed his beard fresh. It was a fresh, fresh chestnut. But he and Kelly have such great chemistry. And when she was talking about the Time 100 and the tater tots.
Oh, yeah.
And she took some of them. He was able to organically introduce her to Minnesota State Fair, the tater top routine.
I thought that was so cute.
Dropped the name of the radio show. It was like, it was really great. And he got to meet Anne Hathaway, and she was smitten by him.
And Justin Hartley.
Yes, yes.
He got two superstars. He did such a great job, and you probably can catch that on a replay, Kelly. And Mark
or
today.
You can watch
I'm sure my talk, we're going to have something. But he did so well.
Really, really, really good.
I was seeing him next to Kelly Ripa, which made me think of how small Mark Consuelos is.
Oh.
Because Steve looks...
Consuelo.
Mm-hmm. He looks very large. Like,
well,
tall.
He's
tall.
Julia, he's a wolf.
And a muscular guy. But compared to... I was just looking at her. Yeah. To him. Mark's tiny. They're tiny. The actors are tiny.
They are.
Mm-hmm. They're tiny, but good for him. Mm-hmm. And Grant, you look like you wanted to say something.
Yeah, I want to correct. I just got to correct myself because I don't want to not give the links to correct that.
They swept.
They swept one series, their conference titles, against the Phoenix Mercury, the same.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we got to make sure. I said no to the links, but I don't want to be wrong there. They did sweep the Phoenix Mercury.
That's right.
Yeah. They're the only ones who've won the Nationals.
Yeah, and they're the only ones that have. They're the ones that hold the title reign in our state. Mm-hmm. Rightfully so. Good
their
for them.
Their season's starting soon. And then the Phoenix Suns coach got fired today.
Yes,
if
as
anyone
a result.
Wants to follow up.
Yes, that's true.
Not really.
Well, that's kind of what you expect, though.
It's
don't
a big
you?
Deal. Well, not after 1 year. No, no. you'd get maybe another year of
one and done.
Yeah, well, not one and done.
That's an angry owner.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break. This is Lori and Julia on My Talk. Lori and Julia here for Tressler Law. And Lori and I, together, we've been through 3 divorces, and we've been doing ads with Ann Tressler for some time now. So there are a lot of things that we've learned over the years about the divorce process.
That's right, Julia. And probably the biggest decision you'll make after the big decision to split, of course, is choosing the right divorce attorney. Don't make the same mistakes I made.
Step 1 is choosing an attorney who only practices family law. There are so many intricacies in state law when it comes to divorce, and you want someone on your side that knows how to navigate all the possible scenarios.
Don't choose an attorney who only tells you what you want to hear. You want someone to tell you how the law works and helps you set realistic goals.
And of course, choose a divorce attorney that you're comfortable working with and that you trust. We've gotten to know Anne and her team of trustworthy attorneys, and she'll help you find the perfect one for your situation and budget.
Call Tressler Law for your free 1-hour divorce consultation. Find them online at TresslerLaw.com or use my talk keyword divorce.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
All right, so Lori, we were going to do this together, but suddenly you didn't call me.
Oh, go see Challengers?
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah.
Who saw it?
Did you? I see it as a movie review.
Grant saw it.
Oh, Grant.
No, I didn't see Challengers.
Oh, I thought you saw Challengers.
No, I was debating between Challengers and then the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Oh,
and I just couldn't do the anxiety of Challengers, so I went to Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
And
I liked it. I, like you, Lori, said good action. You know, everybody that's, you know, Alan Richardson, fantastic. Henry Cavill was good in it. Mm-hmm. And then Isa Gonzalez, or is it Gonzalez?
She's fantastic.
She's fantastic. I liked it. You know, I've heard some people say that the script and the writing is a little off, but I was thoroughly entertained by the action, and I learned a little bit about something I had no idea about.
Oh, yeah, Operation Postmaster?
Yeah, I had no idea about any of this. And the cool thing, too, is I did a little research before I went to the movie, and it said if you stuck around after, they had some like post-scene credits where they even taught you more about the story of these men, which I found to be almost as interesting as the movie itself. So
yeah.
It was a, you know, for a Saturday, I went Saturday or Sunday matinee. It was a good day. It was a good time.
Good.
Yeah.
While you were waiting for the Timberwolves.
I couldn't help myself.
I feel you. I'm just thinking about your cute anxiety over the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
Well, they won one. Okay, so I totally thought it was you.
No, I did the assignment.
I saw.
Oh, God. Poor Things.
Oh, gosh.
And?
The most remarkable thing.
Hello, Gretchen.
Yeah, hello,
You're
Gretchen.
You're going to donate $100 to Lori and Julia's favorite charity, I believe you told us.
The most remarkable thing about the movie is that it won so many awards. I mean, it was beautifully shot. Kind of like the Emma Stone's character she plays. Beautiful on the outside, empty on the inside. Because it's kind of a Frankenstein.
Yep. And it won for scenery. It won for costume.
Yeah, it won everything. You might even call it Edward Scissorhand with a dirty mind. You see so much of Emma Stone's boobs. And
really?
Yeah, well, she has sex with a lot of different people.
I hated it, quite frankly. I'm just going to be honest.
It's so funny. Ed and Lisa loved it.
Mary hated it.
Gretchen loved it. We've had mixed reviews.
Trust your instinct. And after 15 minutes, if you don't like it, trust yourself so you don't have to waste the rest of your time watching it.
Was it long?
Like 2 hours.
A little over, yeah.
It's Lolita. You know what it is? I don't like crude stories, and I also don't
really...
Which
is surprising sometimes.
I know, and I also don't really like kind of the satire, allegorical, whatever the fable was, this clumsy frame. Casey hated it.
He
wandered away after about an hour.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's an arty movie, I get that, but
thought you might have a twinkle in there, but you hated it too. All right.
Couldn't stand it. And you know what? How I cleansed my mind? Well. Found an underrated spy thriller that just hit Netflix that they didn't know how to market in 2019. The movie is Anna. It's a Luc Besson, movie. He did, what's her name? Our girl who, Natalie Portman. She plays the 12-year-old, The Professional, if you guys ever saw that movie a long time ago. And he did The Fifth Element, Luc Besson. But Anna, Lucy, it's kind of, it takes place in Moscow and Paris. It is espionage. It was so good. And it was just the thing I needed to cleanse my mind of whatever that crap was that I was watching.
The cast of this is fantastic.
Oh, it's amazing.
Murphy, Mirren, Luke Evans. I mean, it's
Luke Evans. Yeah, it was really
Andrew Howard. Even he.
Okay, it dropped on Netflix.
Okay,
this weekend.
This is what it got on Rotten Tomatoes: 81 critic, 40 by by the audience.
Yeah.
But I don't, we can't.
No one
that.
Saw it in 2019.
Right.
Remember, those are like going
right.
back. It just dropped on Netflix and it is underrated.
Oh, good. I like that.
Sasha Luss.
Yeah.
I like finding new surprises because the algorithm gives you kind of the same
and
stuff.
And it's all
sometimes.
Filmed in Moscow and Paris. Oh. And so
that's
it's
cool.
really great. And we do love espionage and the thriller. I guess I am biased that way.
People were blown away from it. Honestly, I was not expecting anything.
Yeah.
All right.
I was just like, Casey.
A-N-N-A.
We've got to find something to clean.
The palate.
Cleanse the palate. The movie mind of poor things.
And you lasted through the whole thing.
Oh,
okay, question.
It wasn't easy.
And
I snacked. I had to snack to get through it.
I believe you.
I know that this is an obvious answer question, but I'm just curious. What did they see when they gave her best actress?
She is really.
Amy says, incredibly dumb. I wish I gave up on it.
Oh.
People want their time back. Mary said the same thing. I want my time back.
Yeah. It was. I didn't. And the reason why Emma won is because she does brilliantly play this Frankenstein, this person who's died and who gets a baby brain put into her head
adult
and brought
body,
back
yep.
to life. So she does that whole where she's discovering everything. She's fearless. I mean, again, this is going to be one of those
years that
Chariots.
They're like, why didn't we? It's Chariots of Fire Part 2.
Yes.
Did this win Best Movie? I can't remember.
No, Oppenheimer won. It didn't win Best Oppenheimer, but it won like seven.
So many. It's Chariots of Fire.
It's Chariots of Fire. I'm telling you.
Oh, that movie. All right.
Anyway.
All right. Well,
but I did, you know, I thought, okay, I got to try it. But I remember when I heard about it, I was like, I hate those kinds of movies.
Totally.
I didn't even like Monty Python.
Oh,
I didn't like
Monty Python. All the guys.
All the guys like him.
I didn't
the guys,
like it.
College.
Like it.
Grateful Dead, Monty Python, and growing weed at UMD. Those are my memories.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I had a crush on Jeff, and I wanted to go to Duluth all the time.
Yeah.
And then I left after a year.
Yeah.
One and done. But I just really, when I saw Spamalot, I mean... There was nothing.
Yeah, but there was a show on Broadway.
I know.
It was making fun of Monty Python.
It was so fun. I always thought I could go back and watch.
I never liked Rocky Horror Picture Show until I went to the Uptown Theater and saw it with a bunch of people at midnight.
I was like, okay, I get that,
but I didn't like the movie when I saw it.
No.
We don't have the artsy fartsy key. It's just like missing. Just a little.
I get bored.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. Yeah.
With you there.
But really, you know, you see there's a nudity, the makeup that they
Isn't
did.
Isn't there a ton of gratuitous sex?
I never think anything is gratuitous.
Well, all right,
whatever needs to be shown to tell the story, I'm fine with it. And obviously, this was, you know, the director and Emma, so they really collaborated on an art house film, and that's what it is. But it was just an art house story that I did not enjoy.
I wish there was a new category, and they did this for Barbie this year, you know, popular movie kind of thing. But if there's a way to weight things, like based on the number of people who even actually saw your dumb movie.
Yeah, I'm not. That
but
seems,
the art house.
That seems a little strict.
Have you seen the other ones?
Which one?
The Fall.
I saw that, Anatomy of a Fall. It took me like two months to finish that one.
These are ones that won all the awards. Anatomy of a Fall.
Anatomy of a Fall, though, is not that wasn't a drudge for me the way.
But it took you 2 months to finish.
Well, I know, but it was just I watched an hour and then I watched an hour and 2 months later or whatever. But
poor things. Okay, best actress, best makeup and hairstyling, best production design, best costume design, best picture, best supporting actor, best director, best adapted screenplay, best original score, best cinematography, and best film editing.
But it didn't win best picture because you said that.
No, but they were all nominated.
They won tons.
Yeah.
Oppenheimer won Best Picture, but my gosh, they were nominated. It was nominated. I just don't get it.
All right, I'm glad I'm missing that.
I mean, it was really...
You failed to do it. You put the nail in the coffin.
It was really a WTF movie for me. I just didn't get it.
Mm-mm.
It was nominated, but yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, Grant, we don't have to do that one.
Thank God.
Okay, so here's a good testimonial for LearningRx. We took a leap of faith that LearningRx was going to be the answer to our daughter's learning challenges. She struggled to retain information and would become easily overwhelmed with multiple step instructions. At the start of the program, she only knew 13 uppercase letters and very few letter sounds. Since December, her confidence has skyrocketed. Not only does she know all of her letters, upper and lower, she knows most of the letter sounds and is reading. This is so huge. She's passing her spelling test, keeping pace with her classmates. She loves learning again. Her processing speed has improved significantly. She can follow multiple steps. Learning Rx has been the answer to our prayers.
That's amazing. And you can get started with one simple phone call. Call 952-949-6900. Mention Lori and Julia for 50% off.
Your assessment. You sign up for the assessment when you call. 50% off your assessment. LearningRx.com for more information.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
All right, everybody, thanks for hanging out with us. Couple rumors I want to talk to you about around the Housewives franchise. One that was circling for a hot second and nipped in the bud. Chelsea Handler was joining Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Who made up that good headline?
I actually
There's
think
no
but
way.
She would be funny.
She would be, but she would be. Never.
Nope.
If she couldn't do E.
Yeah, I know.
A half hour show.
Mm-hmm.
No way would she put
famously
up with
said she quit E because of the Kardashians. She couldn't talk to these vapid people anymore, she said.
Yeah and
no
but
way.
I did get excited for a second when I saw
that.
And then I just thought, no way, Chelsea wouldn't do that.
But it would be fun for you if like really different people came in
for a
year.
Do you know how many fights she'd cause with all those thin-skinned ladies?
She'd be Erica Jane.
Yeah. Well, no, Erica is just
boring.
She's boring and mean. Mm-hmm. She's a mean girl who's boring.
Which is a terrible combo.
Terrible combination.
That's a terrible combination. Mm-hmm. And then some headlines came out, I don't know if it was yesterday or today, Dorit from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, to be demoted to a friend role if she doesn't kind of share what's going on in her life. And
that's just...
You don't believe it? No. Do you think that PK has moved out and lives in the Beverly Hills Hotel?
If he did, that would give her a storyline.
Mm-hmm. Do you think she'd tell us?
I don't know. I'd like to see single Dorit.
She'd be...
I hate how she and PK talk to each other. She treats him like a
baby.
A baby.
They baby talk.
They baby talk. I guess that bugs me.
Mm-hmm. They baby
and
talk.
In fact, Casey and I, there was a couple that we met that we had to put an end to our couple friendship because of the baby
talk.
Was this
in Mexico?
A long time ago.
I remember
this. Met him in Mexico.
So you didn't even just say guys.
No, what do I? We just met him. I'm like, if that's how you talk, that's how you talk. But I'm not going to be, I can't do that. It bugged me so bad. I was like, I'm going to be lucky to get through 7 days. These two.
Okay, so who do we have who was added this year that I can't remember?
We have two new housewives, supposedly, and we get, New Jersey comes back.
When?
On the same night as Hacks, this Sunday night.
Okay, thank God. Because I don't even
watch.
Watch it. I want to go back. I watched it the first 2 years.
Yes.
The Tablecloth.
Yeah.
And,
to New Jersey.
I think I am.
Good
because
action.
I'm desperate for some housewives.
Yes.
Okay, so New Jersey starts.
And then Hacks is back on HBO and Max on Sunday.
She is going to be on. Jean Smart is going to be on with Stephen Colbert tonight.
Good.
It's a big night tonight for women on the couch.
Well, all the shows are back. I mean, the only one working last week was Kimmel and Andy.
She's going to be on with Stephen Colbert. Emily Blunt's going to be on with Jimmy Kimmel.
Promoting The Fall Guy.
Mm-hmm. Anne Hathaway is going to be on Jimmy Fallon because she's in New York promoting her movie.
Her rom-com, which looks so good. We've got a lot of rom-com action coming up.
We actually do. Yeah. We actually do. Okay, so you don't believe this Dorit thing.
I really don't.
It was just so bad last year. I think everyone's kind of just wishing things would change and happen on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
He's very much so, Julia.
I'm not in the mood for Kyle to blah, blah again.
Yeah, I would like it if Kathy Hilton came back. I mean, think about it. Kathy Hilton has got so much power at Bravo that she got invited to the reunion and never made an appearance in 18 episodes of the season.
That's power.
That's power, man.
That's power.
Who gets invited on under a reunion couch that isn't even on the show? But I think that, she's just got she doesn't care either if she's on a
her
show.
Daughter,
whereas a lot of these people that are on these shows, like Anne Marie Wiley, she was like really bummed. She made like 17 posts about.
Oh, how sad she was.
Yeah. And then.
She was the new one on Beverly Hills, the neighbor of Kyle's.
The one who tried to tell people that she was an anesthesiologist instead of a nurse esthetician. And then Candy Burris was on.
Nurse.
Esthetician. Or
no. Anesthetist.
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 Anesthetist. Yeah.
There we go.
That's it.
The tough one.
But anyway, she was really bummed, but, you know, she wasn't good. And then Crystal got let go. So there's going to be a couple of new ones. Mm-hmm. But Erica, unfortunately, is coming back. And maybe Dorit will get demoted to a friend of. But I think Piquet is going to really talk up a good Piquet story and
get back
negotiate
in.
Her contract so okay. she gets another season.
Yeah.
Because people do appreciate
Dorit's
fashion. But that's about all she brings. She really is a clueless Karen many times.
I like Piquet, sort of.
Kind of. Yeah, he's kind of. I mean, he brings a certain, I don't know what.
Oh, Lord.
A British je ne sais quoi BS.
A little George Michael manager?
Yeah, no. Action? Not George Michael.
No, Boy George. Boy George, thank you.
Do you make good money managing Boy George? Honest question.
Well, he's on Broadway right now.
Okay.
He must have other clients.
Well, maybe he does, but we don't know. He doesn't name drop anybody else, so, you know.
All right.
So we'll see.
All right.
Anyway.
All right. All right. So Colin Jost was the MC for the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
He was great.
And he's funny. And he does weekend updates. So he reads fake news all the time. So this is kind of like a perfect thing for him to do.
Yeah.
And he, at the very...
It was a very B-list crowd.
Very, Lori. Oh.
Where was the A? There were no A's.
And they called it the Nerd...
Well, they always call it
the nerd gala. There was a very B-list.
Yeah. And I don't know, maybe, you know, actors are back, you know, doing things. But like when the biggest star there is John Hamm.
Oh, I was thinking it was Gail.
No, Gail is not.
John Hamm was there. I didn't see him.
Yeah,
okay.
He was there. And I mean, it just, there must
Scarlett
be.
Scarlett Johansson.
Well, yeah. And you know what? If you were ever to flip Scarlett Johansson's hair and Colin, they have the same face.
They really do. Yes, that's been a funny thing.
They have the same
face. It's like they married their
face.
Sibling.
And we all know how private she is. When she was married to Ryan Gosling, they didn't even acknowledge that they were married.
I completely always forget that. They were such a bad couple.
She got an award and barely...
A Tony.
Yep, didn't even mention.
I want to thank the guy in Canada that I live with sometimes.
Yeah.
Nothing. And like 2 months later,
they're divorced.
And for a year later, he's in love with Blake Lively, and they have four daughters now.
Yes, they do. All right. So here's Colin at the very end of his thing, just kind of acknowledging his wife.
Yeah. And just before that, I didn't play it, but I love it. He thanked all the great journalists who were there that day for all their hard words that they've written to now give AI the technology they need to take their jobs. It was kind of a funny joke, but I'm not playing that one.
And finally, I wanted to thank my family, and I wanted to thank my friends for being here tonight to support me. I want to thank my wife for enduring lots of jokes and for agreeing to individually meet everyone in this room right after the ceremony.
She was the most A-list person there.
Yeah.
She was.
Mm-hmm.
That's really special, honey. Thank you. Don't be shy. Come right up. She hates privacy.
I thought it was cute. And he called himself the second gentleman to Scarlett Johansson, which was kind of clever.
So I guess Scarlett, Chris Pine, they were
the
A-list. It was just, a lot of times there's a lot more people there, but the AFI for Nicole Kidman was happening
going on
the opposite coast.
Yes.
People are filming again.
They are. So there was other things going
on. And people only, like a lot of times people show up to that for if they've got press for a movie. Coming up. It's kind of a good spot. It's full of journalists and people who produce morning, afternoon, evening shows.
Right. Right.
You know? Good networking place.
I remember when you were watching it, you thought it was, I can't remember who hosted it, but I thought I was going to pee my pants.
Oh, there,
way back when, there's been some very, very funny ones.
Yes.
And they used to show it on TV, you know, like a couple weeks later.
I think they do.
I think they do
a condensed version. It's like that Time 100 gala.
Yeah.
We'll see on ABC in a couple weeks. They got to edit it.
Yeah. No kidding. You know, but I just thought, okay, she's out with him.
Did we post any of that fashion or we did post the fashion from that dinner.
Yeah, the dinner AFI dinner where Nicole Kidman had the gold dress and her daughters were out with her, which was, they both looked amazing.
The daughters are wearing Monique Lhuillier.
Which leads me to this. So last week, I don't know if you've ever shopped on The RealReal.
I have.
Okay.
I don't know that I've bought anything, but okay. I've shopped it with my eyes.
Little sister Montana buys stuff on there.
Okay.
She's upped her fashion game.
Oh, I know. Good. I'm so glad.
I know it. And so I went there last week. Then I'm like, what are you buying? You know, let me go look through this stuff. And there is a ton of Monique Lhuillier bridal dresses where you can get multiple dresses if you're a bride. So they've already been won once. No one wants to have them anymore. Right. So you might want to go on there. And I was looking for cute Monique Lhuillier dresses. And they were, Lori, $30.
Oh, my gosh.
For the bridal wear.
Right, you know, right. She did a collection.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I thought that'd
be
something.
She makes a pretty dress.
She makes a very pretty
dress. And she does silhouettes that are flattering on lots of figures.
That's what I thought.
That's what we always thought. We felt so lucky we got to wear Monique Lhuillier for like 12 years. In fact, I feel like 1 year we said to Nicole Kidman, we were wearing Monique Lhuillier.
And she said, me too.
Me too.
I know it. That was a highlight. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, while I was underneath the steps in the biggest closet in the home, I came across a box of old clippings.
Oh,
and
boy.
I found just a funny little memory we'll share for today. Hey, gang, it's Lori and Julia here for Sweet Living Senior Care. And I'm telling you what. It makes all the difference when you know that your loved one is in an environment that they're really looking out for them. Sweet Living Senior Care is all about having smaller communities, just 32 sites per community. They've got like 18 metro community sites. It's a family, you know, the family started this and they really
all over the metro area.
All over the metro. And you could see they might even be in your neighborhood. But really, their whole goal is having a safe community for your loved ones where they're listened to, where they're heard. The ratio of residents to staff is so much higher there than other places. It's just 1-8. They also do things that other places don't do. Like if your loved one is a little heavier, they do 2-person assists.
Mm-hmm.
They have wider bathrooms. You can bring your furniture from home.
The rooms were, it was a very nice size
very
place
nice.
To live, yeah.
Visit sweetlivingseniorcare.com to schedule your tour today. Ariana Grande, why can't we be friends?
You know, she's going to dress so in theme with Glinda and with Sleeping Beauties at the Met Gala. She's going to be dressed in some confection of a Glinda the Good Witch gown, don't you think? Because it's the Sleeping Beauties theme.
Oh, you know, yes. And She'll be beautiful. All right, we have Sam. Grant went somewhere, huh? Hi, Sam.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Oh, Grant's over there.
Yeah, he's over there. All right, I got to give an After Dark concert review from Chris Riemenschneider, who was at Nicki Minaj, along with all the people we gave tickets
review.
To. And he said, good context for how overdue Nicki Minaj's concert was Saturday at Target Center. The last time she performed in the Twin Cities was 13 years ago as the opening act for Britney Spears when Britney had the circus tour.
Mm-hmm.
I had forgotten that.
That she opened? Because you went to that tour.
And it was so, she was robotic. That was right when she'd been under the conservatorship and she was probably getting drugged by her dad.
Right.
No, it's true. It was like such a marked difference from when I'd seen her maybe 4 or 5 years earlier at the Excel.
I remember because you loved that. Yeah.
It was like she was lobotomized or something. But anyway, it was a sold out show. See you, Pink. People loved it.
All right.
Great review.
Okay. So I am going through Grant and Sam and Lori and everybody's listening. I came across all these letters. My mom saved absolutely every clipping, every letter I wrote to her mom. Every letter I wrote to my mom, every letter my kids wrote to her for thank you notes, which I'm going to tease them about mercilessly. Mm-hmm. And so I just was looking through a few, and one of the clippings is from the Star Tribune, Tuesday, March 18th, 2008.
Okay.
Mr. Revamp needed a reminder to shave before the photo shoot. So this is when Christopher Hopkins, the makeover guy, came out with his book, Staging Your Comeback.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so the first part of CJ, who just is just crabbier than crabby, is basically the cover's nice, but what about the dark spots on the cover? And
didn't he go on Oprah for that
book? He was huge for that, yeah. Here's a novel thought, she's telling him. Hopkins should have consulted a makeover expert before going with rumored facial hair on the cover photo of something with a Library of Congress catalog number.
Well, she is. It is a, like a gossip column. It's like it's, a page
she's
six.
She's a gossip. Adams. So this is the gossip column.
It's a gossip column.
We used to have her. She just resigned in like 2019, I believe, from the Star
Tribune. No, longer than that.
I looked it up. All right, whatever. Okay, so none of the photos were staged. That's hard to believe, seeing his mom, Gail, on page 268. And then she just goes on and blah, 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 blah. Gail's magnificent transformation takes her from Elvira to Rene Russo. And she's pretty, Christopher said. Now, here is the bold type. This is a bold heading.
So this is, now we've moved on to another topic.
No, we're still in the same topic.
Okay? Okay.
But it's just another, it's a bold heading. They made page 320. All of the women in the book came from casting called the listeners of FM 107's Lori and Julia show. They are such total publicity hounds, and I know they have and I know they have worried Christopher Hopkins to death, whether he mentions it or not. And here's a quote from Christopher. Every time I was on the air, they said, "Are you going to write a thank you to us in your book?" Hopkins said. The book's dedication read this: "For Robert, for everything," which is his dear partner.
Yeah.
And then she writes, what? Yes, husband. What? No mention of Lori and Julia and the dedication?
Oh, geez. She's such a pastor.
I know. In the back are the acknowledgments on page 320. Surely there will be copious complainings about that. I couldn't have done it without them, Christopher said. But you know how they are. And then CJ responds, Lord have mercy, yes. Then this is the good one. This is the good one.
Yeah.
There is Lori, who is well-read, and Julia, who is not, and blissfully proud of how dim-witted and ill-informed she sounds on the radio. In addition to the complaints about being in the back of the book, they will probably whine about their last names being omitted and how future generations that will not know precisely who we are when they pick up the book.
Oh,
and Christopher says, you're probably right, says Christopher Hopkins, who suspects they will page through it briefly. Hey, that book is so full of graphics and photos, there might be a chance Julia will actually read it.
Oh, my God.
I laughed so hard. So I'm trying to dig up other CJ things because at one point she called me a cartoon character, Nancy from the comic strip. Remember that?
I think she likened you to Petunia Pig.
Petunia Pig. Yeah. So I just was, I love her.
Yeah. Right? And that was Casey.
Savage.
But, you know, I had a really, that was a very savage thing. And I don't even remember us. I just now remembered that Christopher, yes, he did recruit people.
Everyone was from our show. Yeah.
But I don't remember us ever, like, about the book.
I can hear you. I hear you.
No, I hear you.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I hear you. But funny, we hear each other's voices.
Yeah, for sure, you.
The two of you seem so broken up about it right now.
I know. It's so
But Christopher's darling, and the book was a huge success, but I just love that.
And he did go on, like, Oprah with that book. But here's the thing. Just to go back is that when we started, when the nipple enhancers took off, when Body Perk started, and we got
press before we were even here.
Before we were here, 2 years we were out there, and this before the internet. This is in 2000, and we're on Extra, we're on Fox, we're on all this stuff, and I'm working at the Star Tribune in sales, in the travel department. CJ's there. I'm just giving her bold-faced names to drop right and left. I go to New York and meet Kristen Davis. You know, we get, she's getting all these scoops. You know, the fashion show, Patricia Fields, meeting Andre Leanti. She got a name drop. So many incredible names via me and the nipples. Then we got the radio thing. And I just thought our pleasant
relationship
would continue just in the fact that, I mean, I didn't haven't, I wasn't really the gossip, but I was giving bold-faced names, yes, which if you have a gossip column,
that's what you want.
This is what you want. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then about, it was, then she started getting, like, she would make digs at Julia.
Me.
Oh.
And we heard other things.
Other things, like, and
first
finally,
of all, when we started, people couldn't believe we got the job.
Yeah, no,
everyone
I know.
Thought they should have one and apply.
Yeah, and Julia course. And I got paid every time we were like in a newspaper or did something.
Or
we
on
negotiated
TV.
That. We're like, hey, you guys need advertising. We're mm-hmm. people want to talk to us. We're the nipple chicks. And oh, by the way, we have this radio show.
The original influencers.
Yeah, kind of. And so we would get paid a stipend for mm-hmm. every time we were bold print. Or,
yeah.
And so it really worked out great
it
because
out
they
great.
Couldn't pay us anything. And but when the Petunia Pig comment
oh, yeah.
happened, Casey said to me, he goes, you will call CJ and you would tell her she will either start being, she needs to treat Julia the way she treats you in print, or you can never, you will
she
never give her, because we also would have her come in studio.
Yeah,
she
did.
Met people that were in studio.
Yeah.
She got to, you
and
know.
She'd photograph them, and then she'd come to our outings,
yeah.
and then she'd sit right in front of my face with the camera.
And I remember saying, I said, she's not going to like that.
Mm-hmm.
He says, well, he said, you just explained to her that you're Italian, and you're married to me, and this is family, and this isn't going to happen. You're not going to talk to mm-hmm. her ever again. And I'm like, oh, God, the Godfather doesn't he doesn't lay
she
down.
She was brutal. She would even, she would just call it the Lori Show at some point.
Yeah,
it got out of hand.
It got, like, Casey was just like, that's it,
on.
A bridge too
yeah,
far. So
no.
I did. And I, you know, and CJ had met Casey and she'd come, or, you know, we'd had, I thought, somewhat of a relationship.
Yeah.
And I said, you are a biatch to Julia mm-hmm. and it can, our relationship such as it is going to end if you can't stop it. I said, just don't write it. Just, why do you have to be this way? This is becoming uncomfortable
mm-hmm.
and it's no longer acceptable. And she goes, well, I guess that's that. And yep. just hung up on me.
Yep. Oh, wow.
And that was the end yep. of
no,
a
we have
lot.
More, but I have more.
But that was the end of a lot. She cut yeah. her nose off to spite her face on that one. And I always wondered why she did that, because we did
we
nothing but had
have
fun
with her.
Fun names, fun
yes.
guests. And we, I just say, hey,
we included her in a lot. Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, we went out on a limb because she was a gossip columnist coming into the media building.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't know. This is why I love the game of PR and everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got a good one for us
yeah.
that I'll either save or read it when we come back. But it goes on. About
is this another column?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah.
I want to read it, but we're going to be out of time.
Yeah.
But I'll share it when we come back, because she just really...
No, finally, the Godfather put the fist down, because
oh, yeah.
I probably would have...
I know you would
have,
because I kept saying she's so mean to me.
Yeah,
and they're like, but we're
lazy.
Getting coverage. And I'm like, but she
so
doesn't
mean
even acknowledge
right.
me.
Right. No, then Casey was just like,
I love
it.
You, Casey B., my brother, who Lori's married to. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Lori and Julie on My Talk.